You may know me from episodes of Making Bacon, such as the St. Patrick's Day Special, the Homegrown Live Preview Show, and the Spring Reverb Extravaganza. I have my own show now called Numbers with Wings. Join me, and I will take you on a voyage through garage rock, punk, post-punk, cowpunk, Paisley Underground, and more, all viewed through my, some say, unique perspective. I will be broadcasting live on CFRC 101.9 FM, Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m., and on CFRC.ca a few seconds later, or you can check it out at your leisure.
Hey! Yes, this is CFRC 101.9 FM, and this is Making Bacon with DJ Over Easy. And no, you didn't just have a stroke. That is a promo of DJ Tangent, who has a new show coming out with Numbers with Wings, as you heard. So, yeah, definitely tune in for that one. Spend some time with Ricky Bobby and you'll love him the way that I do. it's always an entertaining and informative time when I get to hang out with that guy. He's super cool. All right. You know who else is super cool? Hattie Pearl. Hattie Pearl is the coolest, and today she is turning 18. Let me just tell you, as a father, I only have one basis of comparison, and that's me, my own experience. And let me tell you, when I was 18, I was not in the realm of the intelligence, the sophistication, and the dedication of my daughter. I was just not even close. I had a bad influence, so me and Devin, we just had fun. We had fun, and that was what it was all about. Hattie is about caring. Hattie is about being organized and helping others be organized. And Hattie is very quiet and attuned to the emotions of all of the people around her. So for me, it's very... It was difficult to ever know how Hattie was feeling, but you always know when something's wrong. And but here's the beauty of Hattie Pearl. Is that even when you know something's wrong and she's not talking about it, you can tell by her hug where she's at. And because she gives the most amazing hugs and she is very loving and caring. So no tears this morning here on a Saturday morning in the summertime. It's Hattie's birthday, so let's get back to one of her songs. And this one is called Kids by the Current Joys. Thank you. And that song was called Kids by Current Choice. That's a fun little song. Good choice, Hat. And that leads nicely into my journal number 3 from grade 1 by Hattie. And we have a little triangular tent type thing with a little triangular bodied girl with a couple sticks hanging out for legs and arms. Some nice curly hair and or swoopy hair. I don't know. It looks like a 1960s do. And a little tiny puppy dog and some sun and some sky. And I like my puppy because she is cute. My dog is gray. My dog likes to play ball. My dog likes to go for a walk. My dog is a girl. My dog is small. And that dog, of course, was Roxy. And Roxy and Hattie grew up together. And at least for, I think it was about 14 years and before Rox passed away. And that was Hattie's little buddy, especially through the pandemic and all of those things. And Roxy was an amazing friend for Hattie, as we had some conflict in our relationship, her mom and I, and so as we were going through that, there was always Roxy. She always had Rox. Excuse me. And so as you can hear, she loves her dog. I like my puppy. and actually for May 12, and again, another triangular, it's like we all live in tents. Interesting. Yeah, she was a real triangular girl for some reason. Very fascinating. May the 12th, and it's under a triangle. It's her and her mom with, there's no eyes, there's just kind of purple circles, purple swirls for heads, and little triangular orange bodies, and oh man, it's so funny. I like Mother's Day. Mother's Day was fun. At Mother's Day, I went for a bike ride to Patterson Point. I had crepes for Beefishfest. Beefishfast is how she spelled breakfast. That's so funny. Crepes are so good. Now, I read the Mother's Day one because in contrast, it was pretty funny on the Father's Day one. She says, I like Father's Day. Father's Day is on June the 5th. Father's Day is going to be fun like Mother's Day. But I wonder what I am going to do on Father's Day. So I thought that was hilarious. You know, she reflected on Mother's Day. It was great and crepes and all these things, but has no idea what to do on Father's Day. She likes reading books. That's a good one. Oh yeah. This, trees. There's some trees and there's a smiley triangular bodied Hattie walking through the woods. I like tree. Trees are Mother Nature. Mother Nature is flowers, bugs, dog, and cats too. There is apple trees, orange trees, grape trees, and all different trees too. Very good, Hattie. Very good. It's wonderful pictures. We went to the KOA is a K. I don't even know what that word says. It's not even a campground. Camped. Anyways. And then, of course, she loves Canada on Canada Day. So, beautiful journal here. A beautiful keepsake for Hattie. And Hattie is celebrating her 18th birthday. If you're just joining us, I'm DJ Over Easy. This is Making Bacon, and Hattie is my youngest daughter. And that's who we are celebrating today, and she provided me with a playlist. Let's get back to that. Where Did All the Time Go by Dr. Dog. Dr. Dog. Bubba's
And without really entering
Slipping Through My Fingers by ABBA. And before that, Where It All the Time Go by Dr. Dog. That was a cool track. And as you can tell, this is the Hattie Pearl Birthday Spectacular. And Hattie is a sentimental young lady. And Slipping Through My Fingers, ABBA. It was just, I could see the performative dance in my mind as it was going. So, hello everyone. This is CFRC. I'm DJ Overeasy, and you are stuck listening to me celebrate my youngest daughter, Hattie Pearl. And as promised, we are going to indulge in Hattie's favorite bedtime story, Hattie and the Fox by Mem Fox and illustrated by Patricia Mullins. And all right, Hattie was a big black hen. One morning she looked up and said, "Goodness gracious me, I can see a nose in the bushes." Not a noise. "Good grief," said the goose. "Well, well," said the pig. There's goose and pig, of course. "Who cares?" said the sheep. "So what?" said the horse. "What next?" said the cow. And Hattie said, "Goodness gracious me, I can see a nose and two eyes in the bushes." "Good grief," said the goose. "Well, well," said the pig. "Who cares?" said the sheep. "So what?" said the horse. "What next?" said the cow. And Hattie said, "Goodness gracious me, I can see a nose, two eyes, and two ears in the bushes." And if you can't picture it in your mind, there is a slow picture of a fox's face appearing in the bush. "Good grief," said the goose. "Well, well," said the pig. "Who cares?" said the sheep. "So what?" said the horse. "What next?" said the cow. And Hattie said, "Goodness gracious me, I can see a nose, two eyes, two ears, and two legs in the bushes." "Good grief," said the goose. "Well, well," said the pig. "Who cares?" said the sheep. "So what?" said the horse. "What next?" said the cow. And Hattie said, "Goodness gracious me, I can see a nose, two ears, two eyes, two legs, and a body in the bushes." "Good grief," said the goose. "Well, well," said the pig. "Who cares?" said the sheep. "What? So what?" said the horse. "What next?" said the cow. And Hattie said, "Goodness gracious me, I can see a nose, two eyes, two ears, a body, four legs, a tail in the bushes. It's a fox, it's a fox." And she flew very quickly into a nearby tree. "Oh, no," said the goose. "Dear me," said the pig. "Oh, dear," said the sheep. "Oh, help," said the horse. But the cow said, "Moo," so loud that the fox was frightened and ran away. And they were all so surprised that none of them said anything for a very long time. Such a weird story. Such a fun little weird story. Just the story ends on unspoken awkwardness. So good. All right. So that was Hattie's bedtime story. So thank you for allowing me to read that story and have some memories on air, because obviously I haven't read that story in close to 15 years ish at least. So that was a real joy and a pleasure for me. So thanks everyone for putting up with good old DJ Overeasy here, and thank you for listening to Make and Bacon. It is a privilege and an honor to be here, to be able to share sound through speakers. All right, so, oh boy, Hattie, she's got another explicit one here for me, so I'm going to have to, okay, everyone, be prepared. I'll try to do better than last time, but and it's unlikely I'm going to to improve it whatsoever, but I will most definitely not get some swearing in there, but who knows what's going to happen. All right, Noah Kahn, and you're going to go far. Yes, you are, Hattie. I love you, sweetheart.
The only time I got to praying for red lights when I saw your destination as a deadline. It's just normal conversation, babe, it's all fine. Making quiet calculations where the fault lies. It's as good a land, or at least it was. It takes a strong hand and a sound mind. College kids are getting so young, ain't they? They're correcting all the grammar on a spray paint. And I even gave up driving after nightfall. I got tired of the frat boys with the brights on. It's as good a land, or at least it was. It takes a strong hand and a sound mind. It makes me smile to know when things get hard. Ooh, you'll be far. Far from here. And while I clean shit up in the yard, ooh, you'll be far. Ooh, you'll be far, far from here. So pack up your car, put a hand in your heart, say whatever you feel, be wherever you are. We ain't angry at you, love. You're the greatest thing we've lost. Birds still sing, folks still fight, the porch still creak, the leaves still die. We ain't angry at you, love. We'll be waiting for you, love. And we'll all be here forever. And we'll all be here forever. For a revival,
And that was You're Gonna Go Far by Noah Kahan. You're listening to Hattie's birthday playlist. Got one more song from Hat, and then we will close out the hour on some music that I choose, and we'll go from there. But the next song is Chiquita by Avin. As I mentioned before, for someone like Hattie to have a couple ABBA songs in her playlist, it's growing up, or as a young father, and being a person who enjoyed a ton of music, all different types, everywhere, and I listened to a lot of new music and didn't really have a ton of old stuff around, right? Like, that's all I listened to growing up was all the classic rock and all that sort of stuff. And I never really wanted to or had any of it laying around to ever kind of introduce to the kids, because as you grow up and you like music, you want to introduce your kids to some of the stuff that they like. And for whatever reason, I just, you know, my musical tastes and listening grew as I grew. They didn't get stuck. And because of that, I had nothing. But I also felt this need to be able to expose the kids to some older stuff. So, two technologies came into play. First of all was Rock Band. We ended up getting the Beatles Rock Band from my buddy Lowell. And Lola was at the right age there that we were playing Rock Band. And so the kids learned all the Beatles music, like word for word, just because of the video game. So, okay, check. They know who the Beatles are. But then a lot of the other stuff, I just didn't bother. So Hattie, to her own fruition, started watching Glee. And Glee was a game changer for music. Glee introduced kids to an insane amount of older music and knowledge. Hattie will play a song or say something about a song or whatever that's, I'm like, how do you know that song? It's like Glee. It's like, of course, Glee. So being somebody who loves Glee, she was addicted to it for its phase. She was just at the right age. And they did a great job. They really did. I didn't mind watching a Glee episode whatsoever, because it was all the silliness of some ridiculous, you know, kind of like 60s show. I don't know, some drama. What do they got? And it's not a sitcom, but anyway, some whatever drama, some 60s ridiculous drama, intertwined with all these insanely talented people singing old music. It was amazing. So here we go. Hattie has an eclectic taste with lots of depth, even though being at 18 because of Glee. And we will end her playlist off with Chiquita by ABBA.
Chiquitita, tell me what's wrong. You're in shame by your own sorrow. No hope for tomorrow. How I hate to see you like this. There is no way you can deny it. I can see that you're all so
That, of course, was ABBA and Chiquitita. And that was Hattie's birthday playlist. So thank you, Hattie, and happy birthday today, sweetheart. She's up at the cottage now enjoying some time with her boyfriend and her mom and Bruce, her new dog buddy. And then she'll be coming back into town later today, and we'll celebrate with some cake and ice cream and good stuff like that. All right. Now, I had mentioned that last weekend I was able to see Kira at the Mansion summer kickoff day. And she just released a new album. Just released it. I do believe it was like maybe last week. And so I am going to play some of that for you here. I'm going to play two songs because she's that good. I Am a Diamond and then Someone New. And then after that, as mentioned, there was Clara Smallman and Savannah Shea at that show too. I've got a couple of their tracks. We'll see where the time runs out here. But here we go, Kira. Congratulations on the new album and just fire.
Let you down easy. Thank you.
and that was Clara Smallman with Picture You. And before that, a couple brand spankers by Kira. I like that term when I'm using that name. New album, I Am a Diamond and Someone New. Kira, check that out. It is a banger. All right, everyone. I just would like to say thank you for joining me. This is CFRC 101.9, and you've been listening to Making Bacon. I'm DJ Overeasy. We were celebrating Hattie Pearl and her turning 18. Thank you, Hattie. Thank you for being you. I like you. I love you. And you're an unstoppable force. I know nothing but wonderful things are going to happen if you embrace them and just stop worrying about everybody else around you, because your heart is just so big and you're so loving. All right, so coming up next, of course, the legendary Folk Everything with Hugh. And wanted to mention Buskers Rendezvous downtown. Go check that out. Lots of stuff going on. I was wandering around last night checking stuff out. I'm going to end us off here with a Savannah Shea song after. And thank you, everyone. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you soon. Happy birthday, Hattie. I love you, sweetheart.
Tomorrow and find myself waiting at St. Peter's Gate, I'd surely think how heavenly to once again feel sunshine down and dance across my face. Earthly sin.
What should you listen to make your Monday mornings that much better?
Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM. We play all kinds of comedy, stand-up, sketch, songs, even poetry, and the occasional interview. Mondays at 10:30 a.m. Tune in or listen to Absolutely Frivolous on our archives page on cfrc.ca.
St. Monday watches over you and me and grants the bone exhausted some liberty.
Hello, it is I, DJ Tangent. You may know me from episodes of Making Bacon, such as the St. Patrick's Day Special, the Homegrown Live Preview Show, and the Spring Reverb Extravaganza. I have my own show now called Numbers with Wings. Join me, and I will take you on a voyage through garage rock, punk, post-punk, cowpunk, Paisley Underground, and more, all viewed through my, some say, unique perspective. I will be broadcasting live on CFRC 101.9 FM Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m. and on cfrc.ca a few seconds later, or you can check it out at your leisure.